Head coach Tom Ceratori is now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, what the heck is it about Ferris State? They just seem to have your guys' number.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a matchup issue. I don't know. Schultz. He might be right on that, but I thought we played a pretty darn good game today. I thought we played with a lot of heart. I thought we made a lot of plays. I thought we had a lot of scoring chances. You know, we just got to make sure, you know, that obviously Mayhew's line is the one thing. You know, they're a good line, and, you know, Mayhew's line, you know, they got two goals, obviously the first goal and the fourth goal, and then they go, of course, they got the power play goal right there. But Corey Mackin and Mayhew, you just have to make sure, again, that you manage the puck when you're out there against those guys, and I thought that was the difference, basically, that line.
And in the first period, Tom, it seemed like they were able to find some space a couple of times that created some high-quality scoring opportunities in the high slot. It looked like you were able to rectify that in the second, but, boy, in the first, they were, even though they didn't get many, they got some pretty high-quality scoring opportunities.
Well, you're right, Biss. What they do is they play with a high F3, and sometimes when there's a high F3, he's easy to lose track of it defensively, because sometimes, again, it's kind of odd for our low forward or one of our defensemen to go up that high, and we have to do a better job of compressing the zone and staying in our quadrant right there. And we have to make sure, again, we have to deny the half board a little bit better too, so they can't make plays to the slot or to the back door. And we just thought we were a little late defensively at times tonight. We talked about that between periods, but, you know, again, overall, again, I thought we played with a lot of intensity. I thought we had a lot of good looks, guys, and again, these games are going to happen, but I wasn't too bummed out. You know, I wasn't too bummed out. I really wasn't. I kind of liked our game tonight.
They were very, very aggressive on the penalty kill, more so than I remember. Am I just forgetting, or is this something a little new for them?
Well, no, they're always a little aggressive right there, but they were really aggressive up high. We have to make sure, again, we get the puck down low a little bit, and we have to spread them out. And I think you saw that at the end of the second period, we went into a 2-3, and we almost scored. Kyle almost scored. And at least one thing, when we're in that 2-3, we have pretty good spacing. And we went into that 2-3 once in the third period, and we also had a couple good looks. But there's no question they're trying to take our top guy away, and they're trying to take Jerry away. So if they're doing that, we've got to make sure that we rotate the puck lower, and we have to make sure we get the puck to the weak side. And I didn't think we are to the strong side, and we didn't do that.
Well, they did do some of the passing from their D to D today tonight, Tom. Obviously, you know, you switch it up, and it's a situational thing. But they did incorporate a little bit more. It wasn't just turning. Now, there was certainly plenty of that, but they did end up passing the puck a little bit more rather than turning it and getting it out of their zone. Do you attest that to they know that you might be looking for just the turning off the plexiglass?
Maybe. You're exactly right, Biss. They did possess it more. You're exactly right. I thought they had a lot more tandem play. You know, there's no question that the defenseman used his partner a lot more. And, you know, that's fine. I mean, that's, you know, no big deal. But that was you're exactly right. And they did have a little more possession. We have to possess it a little more, too, going. I don't mind if we start going D to D to D to D a few more times either, and maybe attack with the puck a little bit more, too. So you want to possess it. You want to possess it if you can.
The rematch tomorrow certainly should be interesting, Tom. We'll see you then.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.